Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. I'm your host today, Vincent Turner. Today, I got my special college and NFL legend video, Ed Too Tall Jones, Tennessee State University, by way of the Dallas Cowboys. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Man, these videos get better, man. And Ed Too Tall Jones holds a dear place in my heart because I saw him play in college. See, Ed Too Tall's from Jackson, Tennessee, which is about 65 miles from my hometown in 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And I know a little bit about Jackson, the 731, because Jackson always used to have good teams. In high school, he attended Jackson Central Mary. Was a very good high school back in the days when I was coming up through my teen years. But what I like about Jackson, see, a lot of people don't know this. Jackson got a lot of history as far as athletes and people. You heard of Van Jones, CNN, Jabari Greer, outstanding safety in the league, Tennessee Buffalo Bills. Fred Lane, unfortunately played with the Carolina Panthers, unfortunately went to glory. He was a good football player. Al Wilson, Denver Broncos, University of Tennessee. Trey Teague, offensive lineman, Tennessee. Wink Martindale. That's right, Wink Martindale from Jackson, Tennessee, baby. And then Gil Scott-Heron. That's right. Even though he ended up in New York, he was born in Jackson, Tennessee, baby. So, see, Jackson has got what that smoke we say down south. And then you got Ed Too Tall Jones. When I first know about Ed Too Tall Jones, of course, I used to go up and watch Tennessee State play. My dad used to take us to a lot of Tennessee State games. He used to play some games in Memphis. But I knew about Too Tall Jones when he was a junior in college, actually a sophomore. And the funny thing about Too Tall, a lot of people don't understand from Too Tall Jones. I'm going to call him Too Tall Jones, is that he went to Tennessee State on a basketball scholarship. That's right. Didn't even like the game. And he played a little baseball in high school. But John Merritt changed his mind, and he came out for football. And the next thing you know, he became a two-time All-American. Played on two of the greatest Tennessee State teams, the 1971 team and the 1973 team. Then Mr. Jones ended up being a first-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys overall. And the funny thing about that 74, that 73 season, you think about college football on the landscape. You had John Capaletti that won the Heisman Trophy that year. You had John Hicks, who was a big offensive guard at Ohio State. You had Roosevelt Leaks, the eyes of Texas. You had David James, a quarterback from Kansas. You had Archie Griffin, running back at Ohio State. In the same year, Alabama lost to Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. And Notre Dame won the national championship. And think about all the defensive linemen that was rated high in college football that year. Lucius Salem in Oklahoma, David Gallagher, Michigan, and John Dutton, Nebraska, who ended up being Ed Too Tall Jones' teammate in Dallas. And then think about this, too. The two teams that played in the national championship game, they two top defensive linemen. Notre Dame was Ross Browner and Mike Fanning. And in Alabama, you had Randy Hall and you had Mike Dubose. That's right, the former coach. But somebody was scouting that Tennessee State team in 73, and they saw the skill set. The skill set of Godzilla. The skill set of Hercules. The skill set of everybody I want to know. His name was Too Tall Jones. 6'9", 275. Instincts as a DN off the charts, A+. The key to diagnose off the charts, A+. The lateral movement, the athletic ability, A+. The tackling, A+. The ward off shed separation, A+. The burst and acceleration, A+. The initial quickness, A+. The hold a point of attack and play along the line of scrimmage, A+. The pursuit, A+. The pass rushing ability, A+. Yeah. The speed. And I'm going to say it one more time. The power Ed Too Tall Jones had at Tennessee State when I saw him play was just unbelievable. I take back one moment that I saw Mr. Jones, and I knew he had a great chance of being the number one overall pick in the draft. October the 6th, 1973. 3500 John Merritt Boulevard at Hale Stadium. Highly regarded. Grambling State came to the house. That Grambling State team, Sammy White, Dwight Scales, John Mendenhall, Gary Big Hands, Johnson. And it was a war with that Tennessee State team. Over 11,000 fans. It was like what Lil Wayne say. It was hot on the block. And that was a phenomenal football game. And Ed Too Tall Jones played at a high level. That's when I came away and said at 13 years old, he got a chance to be drafted real high in the NFL draft. Then think about the teammates that he had on the 71 team he played on the 73. Joe Gilliam, Clifford Brooks, Robert Stevenson, Robert Woods, Raymond Bryant, Jim Thaxton, Will Wynn, Ollie Smith, John Holland, Cleveland Elam, Mike Heckman, James Johnson, James Lewis. Oh, yeah, when he was there, it was hot on the block like Lil Wayne. When I saw him play that day at 13 years old, I knew he was going to be a special player. And the thing about Ed Too Tall Jones that a lot of people don't know, that he really was a Golden Gloves boxer. What a phenomenal athlete. Well, you know the history. He went on, first round pick in the 74 draft out of Dallas Cowboys. Went on, tremendous career. Ended up with 106 sacks. 1985, he had 13 sacks. Played in 232 games as a Dallas Cowboy. That used to be a record till it was broken. Fifth leading tackle in Dallas Cowboys history. And 1,032 tackles. And like I said before, part of some of the greatest football teams in Tennessee State. That 1971 team went 9-1 and defeated McNeese State, was rated the number one black college football team in America. Then in 1973, that Tennessee State team went 10-0. I scored opponents 333-87, ended up being number one. And then look what he did with the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. Can I say it one more time? America's team, Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler. What more can you say? And played on, arguably, one of the greatest defensive lines. They call it the Doomsday defense that was really developed in the early series with Bob Lilly. But think about that Super Bowl D-line he played with. And he was a mainstay, Harvey Martin, East Texas State, South Oak Cliff, Randy White, Maryland, Larry Cole, Hawaii, Jeff L. Prue, Elizabeth City State, Bill Gregory, Wisconsin. Then think about the back seven. Tommy Hodges, Wood Henderson, Langston, Benny Barnes, Stanford, D.D. Lewis, Mississippi State, Fulton High School, Knoxville, Tennessee. And of course, Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters, Clemson University. The thing about these players, you get excited when you can speak of what you saw. And that day, October the 6th, 1973, against Grambling State University, I saw Gonzalo. I saw a monster. I saw a guy that took what he wanted against Eddie Robinson that day. And I came away saying, I don't care what college football said in the 1973 season, that Lucius Selman was the best offensive lineman in the country, or Dave Gallagher was the best best defensive lineman in the country, or Dave Gallagher, or John Dutton. No, it was Ed Too Tall Jones. And Gary Big Hands Johnson and Grambling State weren't far behind. Played in my school, state school that I love, Tennessee State. What more can you say about Ed Too Tall Jones in a class act? Very humble guy. And it's a sad, as I ended with Too Tall. Two-time All-American at Tennessee State, Black College Football National Champion, 71-73. First overall pick, first player from an HBCU to be overall pick in the NFL draft. Career sack total is 106. Played in 232 games. That's a lot of football, man. Fifth tackler right now in Dallas Cowboys history at 1,032. And even in 1985, in his 30s, he still had 13 sacks. I don't have to say no more from the 731. It speaks for itself. It's self-explanatory. One of the best football players at the DN position that ever stepped in the National Football League and played at a franchise that we know is America's team. I'd like to say special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. I'm very thankful. Alexander High School, West Georgia, and Douglasville, Georgia. When I think about Ed Too Tall Jones and his time at Tennessee State and with the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to say when he was at Tennessee State, the block was hot at 3500 John Merritt Boulevard, as Lil Wayne said. And then playing with the Dallas Cowboys, what more can you say? That Super Bowl team that won it when I was in high school in 77. It was special, man. Dorsett, stop back. But that defense, that D-line, one more time. Harvey Martin, East Texas State, South Oak Cliff High School. Randy White, Maryland. Larry Cole, Hawaii. Jeffrey Opue, Elizabeth City State. And Bill Gregory, Wisconsin. And my man from the 731, Ed Too Tall Jones. Like the great Janet Jackson. And she said, go deep. We go deep. We don't get no sleep because we be up all night until the early light. We go deep. We don't get no sleep because we be up all night until the early light. That's what they did when I saw Ed Too Tall Jones played against Grambling that great day, October the 6th, 1973, after Tennessee State beat Grambling 17-13. And then after the Cowboys beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl in 1978 down in New Orleans. That's what Too Tall Jones did after each game. He went and got deep.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And I'd like to say this. Happy Father's Day to my father, Mr. Chester Turner, down there in the 901 Memphis, Tennessee, and to my uncle, Opie Turner. Happy Father's Day. But most of all, I'm going to end you with this. I heard some people yesterday, they was talking about their fraternity. You know who you are. All of a sudden, you're getting excited, but you're still not going to get me from talking about Phi Beta Sigma A. Langston Taylor, Leonard F. Morris, Charles I. Brown, January the 9th, 1914, Howard University, and George Washington Carver. Go, Ma! Have a blessed day. 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.